F98-0901, The Highest Order of Reality. The highest order of reality is when the Spirit of the Living God is loosed in the name of Jesus Christ to reorder the material realm according to the original intent and purpose of the will of the Father. True ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ are those whose thinking is elevated above the ways of man. They have entered into that realm of the Spirit to flow with the mind of the Spirit, to reorder all things by the Spirit. Of those who are ministering in the name of Jesus Christ upon the earth, I have few who understand these things, says the Spirit of grace. Understand that no true ministry has been achieved until I am loosed, either by your faith or the faith of the people, to manifest the will of the Father, which is the mind of Jesus Christ. In the most simple terms, the ministry of Jesus Christ in the flesh was to minister the will of the Father to the people by the Spirit of the living God, who is the hand of the Father outstretched. All of his teaching and all of his preaching was directed toward this end result, that their faith be increased to receive the will of the Father by the moving of the Spirit. This is still the ministry of Jesus Christ through all the ministers in human flesh whom he calls. Teaching alone, which does not direct the people toward faith, that they may receive the will of the Father by the hand of the Spirit in their lives, is void of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Even when teaching those things that are milk, the end result is to eventually point the people to their Father and cause them to understand that it is by the Father's Spirit, through the name of Jesus Christ, that they may receive all that the Father has for them. Teaching that does not direct the people onto that path is teaching which is void of the mind of Christ. Milk is that which has been predigested by the teachers. Milk will always be necessary for the body. There will always be the young to be instructed. But true ministers of the gospel, little by little, teach and train the flock to sit and receive from the Father themselves by the ministry of the Spirit as they come into ever closer union with the mind of Christ. The present order of reality which is imposed upon the people by the God of this world is certainly not the will nor the mind of the Father which is in heaven. For this purpose he sent his Son, to bring to nothing the reign of him who usurps, and to make the kingdom of light available to all who would choose the Lamb as their king. True ministry brings forth the will of the Father to reorder this present reality, to restore it to the highest order of reality, which is the mind of Christ and the will of the Father that he originally intended and purposed for man. Nothing is impossible for those who can believe this, says the Spirit of grace. Nothing is impossible for true ministers of the Spirit who will hearken to my counsel and will obey my instructions without question. These are those who offer their will as a sacrifice upon the altar of his life within them. For these, there are no limits as I manifest the will of the Father through the life of Christ in them. Never accept present reality as being the Father's reality. The Father's reality is manifested in Jesus Christ. This is what he meant when he said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." Jesus Christ is the will of the Father in action. Again, I say to you, never accept present reality as being the Father's reality. I have been sent for the express purpose of manifesting the highest order of reality as you yield to my instructions which I bring from the very throne of the Lamb. I will say it another way for your mind's sake. Unless I move, ministry has not taken place. Present reality cannot be restored to the Father's reality except by the operation of the Spirit of the living God. The finest efforts of man will never restore present reality to the highest order of reality. This change can only be accomplished by the Spirit of the living God. I cannot move where my instructions are not heard. I cannot move where my instructions are heard yet not obeyed. Hear me this day, says the Spirit of grace. The Lamb is calling you to become expert at hearing my voice and to yield your will upon the altar of his life, which has been imparted unto your spirit. Hear my voice. Obey my instruction. that I may move on behalf of those where he sends you, that the Father's order of reality can be manifested in their lives by his hand outstretched, which is the Spirit of the living God, who is now speaking with you. This is why the Lamb spoke to you and said, He has not called you to minister to the people yourself. He has called you to be the vessel through whom he can minister to the people himself by me, says the Spirit of grace. The life he imparted to you is the life upon which I exercise dominion, to restore the highest order of reality for every man. Without him you can do nothing. Without me you will never have his mind. Hear and obey the instructions that I bring to you from his mind. As you hearken and obey these instructions without question, I shall be loosed to reorder every situation to the highest order of reality, which is the will of the Father. Most ministers think they have been called by Christ to instruct man to change his ways by the energy of the will of man. This is religion. This is the way which seems right to man, but the end thereof is death. Christ calls no such ministers. There is no change from one realm of reality to the Father's reality without the moving of the Spirit of the living God. True ministers of the gospel minister the Spirit and train those who receive the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus to hear the voice of the Spirit of the living God, that they may receive counsel and instruction from the Lamb. As they receive these instructions and obey, these instructions always involve the moving of the Father's Spirit to reorder their reality to conform to His will. Again, I say to you, there is no reordering of reality without the moving of the Father's Spirit, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You are having difficulty receiving the instructions that come from the mind of Christ, in part because you are expecting them to come in a manner in which they shall not come. As I have spoken previously to you, when His instructions come, they come in such a manner that they release me to remove the burden from your shoulders. His instructions come in such a manner that the power of the Spirit of God is loosed to solve the problems. You are still expecting His instructions to come in a manner that will cause you to move. His instructions shall come in such a manner that will allow me to move, says the Spirit of grace. Simply continue to sit and listen to my counsel, and you will receive these instructions. These instructions are being spoken even now to your spirit as you yield time in prayer to me. But your mind has not yet moved into the Lamb's room of fellowship. Your mind, at this moment, is still in the room of man. Understand that I am taking you into the Lamb's room of fellowship. Few enter this room. It is a difficult realm of operation for the carnal mind. The mind has difficulty receiving instructions in this room. Hear me now, says the Spirit of grace. Your mind, even your carnal mind, shall shortly be in this room of fellowship with the Lamb. I am moving you there with every hour you give me. Be encouraged to know this. Once your mind has tasted the instruction that comes in this room, you will have entered upon a higher walk and a higher path that you will never step down from all the days of your life. Once you have tasted the new wine of fellowship and communication that is available in this room, you will reject the old wine as being bitter, useless, and to be forsaken. I spoke the truth to you when I said you will come out of this room a changed man, a new man. People will find you hard to comprehend. For even as your mind is transformed to the mind of the Spirit, those who are limited to carnal thinking will have trouble understanding the mind of the Spirit when you speak. Yet I will give you the teacher's gift. In fact, you will find it will require my anointing to de-elevate your thinking when it is time to minister to the sheep, says the Spirit of grace. You will find that you will be asking me to bring your mind down from the Lamb's room of fellowship in order that you may fellowship with man on a level where they can receive instruction line upon line and precept upon precept. It will be almost the reverse of what you have asked me for in the past, that I would elevate your mind to the mind of Christ. In the future, you will be asking me to de-elevate your mind to the mind of man, so that you may help them. The help you shall give them shall be to lead them down the tree-notched path, that they also may enter the Lamb's room of fellowship. For this is the will of the Father for all of His children. Again, as your teacher, I am saying this many different ways, that there be no misunderstanding in your mind of what I am teaching you this day. Observe the ministry of Jesus Christ in the flesh. When He had concluded His ministry in any area and moved on to the next area, what do you find in His wake? Do you find people who were merely taught but not helped by their Father? No. You find the moving of the Spirit in every location where His ministry brought forth the will of the Father to reorder present reality to the highest order of reality. The lepers were cleansed. The dead were raised. The hearts of sinners were turned toward the Father. Devils were cast out. Parents' lunatic children were restored to them whole. The blind saw. The deaf heard. In every location, the ministry of Jesus Christ produced the moving of the Spirit of the living God, who is the hand of the Father outstretched. This is the ministry of Jesus Christ. This is the ministry of Jesus Christ in you. The life He has imparted to you is the life which I anoint with dominion to manifest the will of the Father everywhere you shall go, not only in services, but in every encounter, as you are continually aware of My presence. As you continually hear My voice, see My visions, and comprehend My revelations to you, the results of the moving of the Spirit shall be in your wake also, says the Spirit of grace. Unless the Spirit of the living God is moved, there has been no ministry, says the Lord.